Now I have a decision I have to make. You know, I'm going to get up there and say, this guy's in hell. I don't know that. This guy's in heaven. I can't say that for sure either. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we're looking at another user-submitted question, and it's a good one, but there's some hard truths here. So just be prepared for, what we discuss today. Let's get into the question. How can I help someone that you're trying to witness to understand when they ask, what about all my loved ones who weren't saved? And how can I believe and accept that knowing that they did not? I've had a couple people say something about this when I try to talk to them about Jesus and salvation. Great question. I'll be honest with you, I have yet to run into this, but I have heard of it happening to other people. And here's my advice, okay? The first thing is, we do have an account like this in Luke chapter 16. This is the account of the rich man and Lazarus, okay? And Lazarus, we can obviously see, because he was in Abraham's bosom, he looked forward to a coming Messiah to pay for his sin. And the rich man did not. And he died and went to the heart of the earth. Both men did. Rich man was in hell, and Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. And there's a back and forth that goes on. We can clearly see there's torment. There's a physical body that never dies, all these different things. That's not the focus of the video today, but there's some statements that are made that I don't know if these are going to bring you peace, but sometimes the truth is extremely difficult. And when we're talking about people in our lives who have passed away and we don't know if they put their faith in Christ, there's a couple of things that I say to a person like that. The first thing is, we have no idea what's in a person's heart. And I don't mean their physical heart, I mean in their mind. We have no idea what knowledge a person had when they were a young child. This is why I advocate very strongly for Awana, for Youth Ranch, for Sunday School, because you never know if a kid understands it there in their little Sunday school classroom, and then they grow up and they're being taught all sorts of error and they're very disobedient as children of God. But thank God they got saved at a young age. This is also one of the beautiful truths of salvation being freely given the moment that you believe. It doesn't matter how you end up living your life. That doesn't inform whether you're a child of God or not. It informs whether you're obedient or not. But getting back to the topic at hand, I've done a couple of funerals like this where a person is not sure if the person we're having the funeral for put their faith in Christ. Now, I have a decision I have to make. You know, I'm going to get up there and say, this guy's in hell. I don't know that. This guy's in heaven. I can't say that for sure either. So I usually use this parable here. And it's very important to recognize that the truths that are taught here, like I said, they're difficult, but we need to recognize and understand the truth that comes from it. So there's some jaw-jacking that goes back and forth between Abraham and the rich man, and there's a great gulf that divides them. And then in verse 27 of Luke chapter 16, we see this. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. What is being said here? Don't forget, if this is your first time here or you've been here before, make sure to like, comment, and share the video. That helps us get this out to so many more people. Maybe you're a result of that. Also, make sure that you subscribe to BibleLine. Hit the subscription button, but also hit that little notification bell. We're posting a lot of content nowadays. We have live streams that we're posting from our main church. We have videos that we're doing twice a week, and we have even community tabs where we ask you questions and look for feedback. So if you hit the notification bell, make sure you set the notifications to all so you get a notification for everything that comes through. And maybe you have a question about the Bible. Send it to us. You can email us questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, just like it is on the screen, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We'll do our best to get you a written response and maybe even a video like what we're doing today. Let's get back to today's answer. The truth of what we're seeing here is essentially that two things. This rich man had come to grips with where he was. He had asked for his tongue to be cooled. He had asked for deliverance from that place. Wasn't going to happen. So his next focus was his family, who was not yet there But we know that they are heading there because of what he asks. Look at what he says again. For I have five brethren, verse 28, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. So there's enough from this verse here that we can see, safely drawing the conclusion that his five brothers, they're not saved. They're heading to this place. And he, number two, wants these five brethren to be introduced to the truth so that they avoid this place. Verse 29, very sad what we see here, but it's true of humankind. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. What does he mean by this? They have the Old Testament record. Moses, the prophets, they point to Jesus Christ. And he says in the end of verse 29, let them hear them. And he said, the rich man now responds and he says, nay, no, Father Abraham, but if one went, I kind of get chills just reading this. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And what does he mean by repent here? Well, the Greek word is there, metanoia. They would change their mind. Meaning, again, proof that these guys have not put their faith in the coming Messiah yet. Very chilling here, 31. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Jesus is alive and well, folks. He's already risen from the dead. It's one of the most well-documented events in history. And yet people do not believe. So when I see this question here about what do we do about loved ones who have died and we don't know if they've put their faith in Christ, there's nothing we can do for them now. And that's a hard thing to think of a loved one in hell. I can't imagine it. But that should do two things for you. Number one, we know what they are wanting done. We know what their plea is. We know that they want people on this side of life to hear and understand the truth. And number two, we need to do everything that we can to reach our families where they are. There's always that joke, you know, oh, we don't want to talk about religion and politics at the Thanksgiving table. There's always some uncle, you know. Yeah, that's funny and stuff, but at the end of the day, are you willing to have a conversation with someone, even though they might be offended, if it is leading to a conversion, if it leads to them putting faith in Christ? I'm willing to offend somebody, not intentionally, but if they get offended because of the truth of the gospel, I'd rather them get offended and maybe get saved than live a life of comfort and end up going to hell. And that's the truth of what we see here. And it's startling to see. Verse 29, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Verse 31, even if someone came back from the dead, they're not going to listen. It's hard stuff. I don't have a way to say this, in a way that's soft. I think that's the intention of this historical account. But if you ever do run into somebody who says, well, what about my loved ones? And, they never believed this. Well, first of all, we don't know. We don't know for sure. They may have understood it at a young age. And second of all, if they didn't believe, we know what they want us to believe. That Jesus Christ died and rose again to pay for sin, which directly keeps them out of this place of torment. So I pray that's a blessing to you and a comfort to you. Don't quit. And I definitely don't think we should look at God and say that's not fair. Because Romans 1 tells us that there will be no one that will be able to stand in the final day with an excuse. So I think God is perfectly justified in what he does. As a matter of fact, I don't have any condemnation on God because he offered his son to die for me. Even while I was yet in sin, Christ died for me. And so that's what I think people need to understand. So I pray that's a blessing to you. If you have any questions, make sure you write it to us. Questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up, because Jesus Christ certainly is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.